the Telos of Tech podcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very early morning for us because just moments ago, I think everybody here pre-ordered something. So forgive us for the baggy eyes and the tired faces and the... I mean, you guys look great. You look fantastic.
I mean, I'm just talking about myself.
It's one of the filters.
All right, let's go around. Right. What did we get?
Randy, you start.
Who wants to start?
What did you get?
Okay.
All right. I actually got a lot.
Ooh,
wow.
Big haul today.
Big haul today. I did the Nick and Sweeney approach, and I went ahead and got the...
Ordered everything?
It almost felt... Ouch. Everything new that dropped today, it felt like. Before I even say that, you know how I was talking about how I was going to try to use my rewards points to get the phone?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was going to try to get a free iPhone. Well, that didn't happen.
Oh.
The site still says available November 6th. I'm like, it is.
You have to pay for your iPhone this year?
I know.
With money? Ew.
So you know what? I'm down.
Who does that?
I'm getting rid of that credit card. I'm not paying an annual fee that doesn't update their site.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
So come on. Call them up and tell them that's the reason. And they'll be like, wait, what did we do wrong? And you'll be like, but the website.
Take away my annual fee. All right, so I got in order. I panicked in the sense that while I was trying to get Chase for the portal to connect and work, I went on the app first because historically it's been the most reliable out of all of them.
It has,
and
it has.
I got the iPhone 12 mini green. Mint green?
Oh, green.
For my
favorite color. I see.
I see what you did there, Nicholas. I see.
That's a good Mint mobile phone. It'll fit in perfectly.
Here's the hope.
If they use that in all of their advertising, there's a problem.
True.
I do concur.
I agree.
So I got that one for my wife because it was more important to make sure that she got an iPhone before anything else. So I ordered it for
ladies
her.
Ladies first.
Ladies first. And I kept mine off the order just so I could kept trying to refresh the Chase site, but it just wasn't working.
Was it 128 gig?
No, 64. She barely is 20 gigs in. She doesn't do videos and stuff
that.
So she goes, 64 is good enough. So I ordered hers just so we can get the 3% back on that. Nick, get on that, and I'll never stop pushing it. And then I ordered
like always be closing
or something.
And then
there's a referral program that Apple hasn't told anyone about that me and Randy are on.
Targeted
at me though. Randy, yes, and Drew just get, like unlimited.
It's
Apple
called
products.
The Nick and Sweeney referral program. That's what
this- because we know once you get Nick and Sweeney, you get them for life.
This is true.
That's
so,
very true.
After I'd say another 2 minutes of trying the site, and I was like, all right, Chase is a bust. I got rid of it. Or I just closed out the thing. I went and I ordered the blue 12 Pro Mini, 128 gig as projected.
Ooh.
So that's not
the 12 Mini.
What'd I say?
12 Pro Mini.
Oh, sorry.
I wish that
Pro
was a
Mini
thing.
Max
ah,
Plus.
Man, do I wish that was a thing. Sorry. Yeah, as you can see, I'm still very much awake.
Good morning.
There was no plot twist there. Plot twist is that I ended up buying two HomePod Minis.
Ooh. Ooh. In what color?
Space gray, both of them, obviously.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we'll
space gray ages a lot better.
I agree, and just from seeing other people's stuff on it, and I think you too. Like just watching every time I come see you and yours ages so gracefully. It's like I think I can get with this one, and it just
the white HomePod still collects little dirt on the mesh, so that's the color I'd recommend.
Okay,
space gray.
So I got the space gray. I got both of them because it's either I'm gonna do the stereo pairing thing here and see how that sounds from an audiophile's point of view.
Do two HomePod Minis equal the sound quality of one regular HomePod?
But now you actually have stereo sound. And that's,
but you've got both, yeah.
Now I got both. So I'll either do that or I'll put them in different rooms and try to expand my smart home addiction, knowing darn well that I am completely compromised with security, but that's okay. So lastly on my note, what I tried to buy and it just didn't go through because it, obviously it's not possible, was I saw they finally showed the MagSafe Duo, and I was like, yes, no. And so
I know. I got so excited for a second there. I was like,
I know.
So not that, there, but a, I favorited it. It's got the same heart.
So that's my other plot twist besides the HomePod Minis is that I try to get the MagSafe Duo, and then all hopes and dreams were shattered, just like this week's election.
Let's not go there.
I just play. All right. That
what did you end up getting? I think we have to say this month's election.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
At the time of recording.
That's true.
It keeps going. Anyway, $129, which was about $20 less than I thought it was going to be.
$129, yes. And it's USB-C. Like,
it isn't.
No, it is.
It's Lightning.
It says,
then why does it come with a Lightning cable?
Recommended 20-watt USB power adapter sold separately.
But it comes with a USB-C to Lightning cable. Sorry, Nick. I hate to break it to you. I didn't want that either. But it was so close. We were so close to perfection.
We were so close.
Remember all my ranting on AirPower and how AirPower with a little charge puck that folds up would have been better? This was so close to that, but they made it Lightning, which now means I have to pack a Lightning cable whenever I go on trips. I could have just brought my iPad Pro charger and MagSafe Duo and just had one cable, one brick to charge everything. I guess I can still use one brick. I can just have one USB-C brick for the trip. But now I still have to pack a Lightning cable and a USB-C cable.
It was so close. You were so close.
Just don't bring your iPad.
No, I got to. How else would I bend it?
That's true. That's how I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah.
What did you get today, Nick?
No, I want to hear what you got. We're going to go down the line. Little podcast line.
Okay. I got the Black 12 Mini 128 gig and the Graphite 12 Pro Max 128 gig. Initially, I was going to get red.
No red?
But
ooh.
I hate all of the pictures I've seen of the red Mini.
That's fair.
The red 12 in general. They went so light with it. And I'm okay with the deep, dark, saturated red like the 8 Plus or the 10R red, but 11
Best
red was
red
moving
was
a little light.
Red.
That is true.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And I've just seen enough pictures of the 12 in red where it looks pink, and I'm like, I don't even care if in only occasional lighting it looks like that. I don't want it to ever look like that no matter the lighting condition. So I decided to not go forward with red. But I didn't want to go with white or silver because I've had a white phone for the past couple of years. And all the colors I hate this year. I don't like the dark, deep blue from
they
the pictures I've seen of it.
Yeah, they do.
And that's fine. That's fair. And like I like vibrant colors. If it was like a very saturated, obvious blue, I would get it. But in all the pictures, it's like occasionally blue, and in other times it's really dark and grayish. And I hate Pacific blue. After having it for the past couple weeks, it's mostly gray and only occasionally blue, and in certain lighting it starts to look green. It's like dirty ocean color. So I'm not going with Pacific blue.
Well, I mean Pacific Ocean. Dirty, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
True to the name. True to the name.
So I didn't want a white phone for the third year in a row. I didn't like the colors they went with. The green it's a good color. It's just not my color. It's just not a vibe I go through. Same with gold. Gold looks clean and nice, but it's not my vibe.
But anyone
you know?
Who gets it is wrong. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. It's not my aura. You know what I'm saying? Like that finish is not.
So what's my aura, Drew? And what's your aura? Let's see what
yours
aura
is. Midnight green. That's your aura.
And that's exactly why I'll never stop. I was talking to Nick before we started recording. I was like, if I don't keep the Mini, it's because this right here. You're right.
I don't think that's a bad idea, to be honest. Yeah. I really don't. And by the time this podcast goes live, my 12 Pro review will be up. So just to reiterate from that, I really genuinely believe you have a point there, Randy, and you were onto something with the whole they got rid of the 11 Pro really quickly, and I think that it still is a very valid option to people now in 2020 and into 2021 if you think about the fact that what replaced it has very little over the 11 Pro.
Yeah.
And comfort-wise, I would say the rounded edges probably feel better. The 5.8-inch form factor is smaller. So if you're going with this phone because the 12 Pro Max is too big, 5.8 inches is even more comfortable than the 6.1 inches. And if you care about stainless steel and telephoto, guess what the 11 Pro has?
Yep.
That. The only thing the 11 Pro has that the only thing the 12 Pro has that the 12 Pro – oh, my God. It's early.
Are you getting mixed up here? Hold on.
It's really early right
now.
All
right. I'm going to go to bed now. No. The 12 Pro has that the 11 Pro does not is 5G, mm-hmm. which we've all established is a joke. And I've seen multiple YouTubers attest to battery life, inconsistent signals. No, I'm including you. You're in the list.
I had a whole, like, 20-minute vlog walking around looking for the one.
Yeah. I had a hilarious... I was doing my B-roll for the review, and I was like, you know what, just for the sake of B-roll, I'm going to do a 5G test just to show that they're about the same. And I was in the living room, and, you know, it's my home, so I normally don't use 5G. But in the living room, I did the Ookla speed test, and with 5G turned on, it was like 10 down with four bars. And then in the same recording, I close Ookla, I go to settings, I turn off 5G, turn it to LTE only, go back to Ookla, 40 down. Literally got four times the speed by turning off 5G. So 5G is a terrible reason.
Opposite of what they're telling you is going to happen.
Yes, literally the polar opposite. 5G is for greater speeds. Actually, worse speeds. Literally, like.
And until we figure out how it works, we're just going to give it away for free.
Yeah, unlike Verizon, who will charge for it. And Sam from iUpdate showed that he was getting weaker speeds with 5G turned on versus 5G turned off. Snazzy reported similar results. It's not an isolated thing. It's not like a one time. Well, that one guy said the speeds were weaker. It's like, sure, I'm aware in certain cities it's probably faster, but my point is there is a significant number of people noticing faster speeds with it turned off. And also, even where Randy is, like, better battery life and more consistent speeds, which I would say is way more important than getting an extra 30 down, but your battery is shot fast.
I'm going to tell you right now that if you have to, in this scenario that I keep my the 12 mini, I'm going to hang on for every hour of battery life that I can get out of that tiny thing. And 5G, even though I had more consistent 5G coverage, you know, asterisk with it. every time that thing was trying to ping something, it just the metal frame got so hot that it was not that to the point it's unbearable, extremely noticeable. And you would think that, like, is my flashlight turned on? Am I playing? Am I running some high
the
render?
Camera get opened in my pocket.
It was something. You would have thought that. That you left it out in the sun all day, and that you're gonna get the temperature warning come on that would say like it needs to cool down because it got so hot. And
right,
even if I had consistent 5G connection that was trying to be stable with it, in no scenario do I see getting a beta of a new tower be the deciding factor over
fulcrum
consistent.
Point.
Everyone, what's the one thing everyone says? Like, they want better battery. They want a brighter display. If the phone heats up, it's gonna dim. It's the opposite of getting a bright. It will dim to try to be, you know, conservative with its just to save any type of resources possible. So, I could tell you from non-rural spots like here, I don't see it being a viable option today. And I think that's fair to say for everybody. And what I was being told when I was doing like my little my review portion of it on this channel, people,
your takeover,
my
like look down and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm live. What's going on?
No, you look down. It's like, wait, I'm live and I'm pulling in higher numbers than me. No, I'm just, thank you guys. I know who the real fans are. I love you too. But one thing that I noticed in that people were commenting a lot in the chat was they were saying the reason there is like, oh yeah, but it's being future proof. And I hear you guys. I don't disagree with it, but to the point where it's like, if it's, what's the point of it being future proof if your battery is going to get that hard of a hit now, where it's not even going to have a good battery health by the time it's no longer
future-proof. Battery's only getting worse.
The battery's only getting worse. So how much future-proofing are we really doing at this point is my question to you. But thank you so much for the stream. I really appreciate it. So, yeah, there you go.
So what else does 12 Pro offer? LiDAR, night mode on all three lenses, which in my opinion has been a bit disappointing. Night mode with the ultra-wide lens is...
It offers
hardly usable because of how blurry it is.
It offers worse battery than the 11
That's
Pro.
That's actually a good feature. It's a good digital minimalism feature that gets you off your phone earlier in the day.
5G helps drain your battery and get you off your phone quicker. That's
as
why
you download 120 megabits a second, 1,200 megabits a second.
If I'm being right. honest, though, I would say that just from using 12 Pro in a direct comparison to the 11 Pro, I would say the only thing the A14 chip has shown me is how amazing the A13 chip still is.
Yeah, honestly, really. Hmm. I think A13 chip is still going to age fairly well. You know, if they released the SE in 2020, which had an A13 chip, and there's software-wise very little differences between 11 Pro and 12 Pro. So I still see 6 years of updates.
Before we continue
11.
Through the thing, Drew, because I know we went to me first about the color. What color is your scheme? Because you said I'm midnight green. You think gold is Nick. What's your
gold?
Color scheme?
I don't think gold is Nick.
No way. Gold.
I thought so when you were doing the shade of like, oh, only people, pretentious people get gold. Pretentious.
Someone
in a
gets gold.
Spell pretentious.
I don't know who it is, but I saw them in live streams. They get gold every year. That's someone does that. That's
Somebody
their thing. It's
it.
Not mine. But
what is your color? What's your theme
for this year? I'm feeling black and graphite and everything. I just want to go simple and space gray.
2020
especially
hurt
because
you that
12...
bad.
<I'm> No, I just want something different.
His soul is dark.
My vibe is contrast. I want something too. Okay. To reflect off, like, I don't want a phone that looks very similar to the phone I've already had. I want it to look different, but I don't want a crappy color. So that's why I've had white for 2 years. Now I'm going black. I'll probably flip-flop back and forth. And also, the 12 mini reminds me a lot of my first phone, not just smartphone, my first phone, the iPhone 5. So I had a space gray iPhone 5. 12 mini black is probably as close as I can get to that initial shade. And, I think it'll be a huge throwback moment. It'll feel like I have come full circle with my iPhone upgrade. So, yeah, I'm excited to see it. And I did not get a HomePod mini because I have way too many smart speakers. And I don't think I have much to add to the speaker discussion. I think it'll be like, yep, get that. Don't get the HomePod. I don't think buying it and reviewing it would change my opinion.
I will tell you that at the earliest, I will be the HomePod mini is not coming the same time as the iPhone.
Right.
I'm going to get it.
Apple said that.
3 days later, soonest.
Yeah.
So
that's what Apple was saying it would be. 16,
that's that. I wanted
which
to
is kind of weird.
I wanted to do like an all encompassing, like
unboxing.
It's going to
be timed perfectly to ship with the new Macs.
I might be that guy and wait for. I had this vision of like doing an unboxing with the 12 mini and the paw and all that stuff. And
yeah, I want to see it. I would watch that.
That would have been cool to do, but I think I think overall your coming full circle thing is it's true to form. I feel like the 5 wasn't my phone, but the 5 design is my favorite design, and getting the mini was that iPhone SE concept that everybody always wanted. And so I know that I am being extremely biased about getting this phone, because I don't think I can truly justify it. Doing a downgrade from taking away a camera lens, from taking away a bigger battery and everything encompassing the 11 Pro, I just want that come back to home. You know, feeling in my tummy about like, hey, it all started here because I had the black iPhone 5 as well. And I was like, this is beautiful. Everything about it. It was just.
Yeah, I loved it.
Peak performance. So I feel you, Drew. What about you, Nick?
All right.
Yeah,
what'd
you guys
you get?
Talked for 20 minutes. I need to talk about what I pre-ordered here. I had a huge pre-order this morning. My cart was just absolutely just empty. I did
the
not
sarcasm is strong on this one.
I did not anything this morning.
What about the mini?
What about the mini? Well, I decided I am not a mini guy.
I what about the Max?
What about the Max? Well, I've also decided I'm not a Max kind of guy this year. So,
oh, I could have told you that. He's
you
the
told us a lot of
okayest
things.
Co-host.
But I know you're not keeping the 12 Pro.
Oh, you don't know him after all.
Got this is one of the options, iPhone 10 or the iPhone 12 Pro. Are the two phones that I'm currently deciding.
Wait,
between.
Those aren't wait, the wait, only wait, options. Wait, Nick, hold on, time out, time out, time out. You're either going to keep the most pro of pros for that form factor or the most basic of that form factor of the oldest design, and you can't okay. decide?
So, I know, Randy, you were just going to pick me apart on this, and I knew this would happen.
Welcome
so
to
the
therapy session. Let's do this.
The iPhone 12, and it's aluminum and glossy glass back, is nice.
Aluminium.
It's a wonder to behold. But when I look at the difference between the iPhone 10 and the iPhone 12, which is practically what my decision would be between, keeping either the iPhone 10 or getting the 12 mini, decided that I would prefer to have a three-year-old design with premium materials instead of a brand new design with the basic materials, which I get, it's glass and aluminum. People like it. I don't really specifically love the aluminum feeling. I like the stainless steel look and feel.
Okay.
And so then I'm like, iPhone 10, well, I think we've identified I do need to upgrade at some point in my life because the battery is getting pretty bad. And guess what I already have in my hand?
Oh,
the 10. Oh, dear God, please.
So, and then everyone is going to have a different size this year if Drew keeps the Max, so which we all know Drew's going to keep the Max.
We don't know that. That's not been decided.
I have a pretty strong... That was my prediction. I'm not going to go back on it now. I feel like you're
going to... It was my prediction, too, but I still consider the Mini a high possibility. The fact that I haven't put my foot down on it yet is proof enough that I'm doubting. I think it all comes down to the camera, maybe.
As far as the Mini and the Pro?
If the Max camera is significantly better than the 12 Pro camera, then I would feel more inclined to keep it. But if they're basically the same and I can't really tell a difference, then I would have a harder time justifying the Max.
The only reason why I believe you is because I know you would be a stickler about wanting to get your money back on it. For it to be – if it feels identical to the 12 Pro – The max feels identical to the 12 Pro. I would believe that you would return it to save cost, but
cost isn't really a factor this time around. I know it.
Then absolutely, you're going to keep the 12 Pro Max.
Yeah, I'm still torn on it because I can't admit that after using the 12 Pro for a few weeks and then occasionally picking up my 11 Pro Max, the 12 is less comfortable in the hand. It's very squared off, and the sharp edge is cut off. And I'm now reading on the site, of course, that the 12 Pro Max is even heavier than the 11 Pro Max,
which
I found a pretty heavy phone. So if we're talking pretty heavy and sharp edges for prolonged use, the Pro Max might be fairly uncomfortable. And I don't use a case, so I'm not getting a case. So for that reason, I could see myself falling back on the Mini. But at the same time, that's a pretty small, narrow display compared to what I'm used to. So I might not, I don't know. I really
is
have
there,
to try
is
it.
Is there
I
a scenario?
It's very plausible.
Is there a scenario where you would do a Nick approach or even a me approach and just revert to an older gen?
No, because my 11 Pro Max has been verbally... sold, so it's gone,
abused.
Basically.
Are you okay over there, Mr. 11 Pro Max? Is Drew treating you well? If not,
blink twice if you need help.
No blinking, see? He didn't blink.
The little
face ID dot.
It did the Pikachu.
No, my dad's getting this, so it's gone. Keeping this is not an option. So I have to get a Mini or a Max. I'm definitely not keeping this. I hate this thing. And... I don't want the regular 12 either.
I think we just got an insight of what the review is going to be like. He hates that thing.
He hates it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't.
I don't like
he's
it.
He's not talking about you. He's talking about the
Pacific. I don't like Pixel color. Or Surface Duo hate it. I just mean, like, when it comes to iPhones, it's this not a is rant. The most. This is no, it's not a rant, but it's a this is the most pointless iPhone Apple has ever made. Every
that's rich other coming iPhone, from 5C of all phones.
No, I knew people that the 5C was good for. Like, I knew a few people in high school with the 5C, and I'll admit it looked kind of, you know, clean at first. Over time, it didn't age very gracefully. But when it first came out, I knew a lot of people that were like, hey, save some money, get a iPhone still, but bit better battery life than the 5, and you don't have to drop all that money on the 5. Like, it served a market. It wasn't a huge market, but I could understand someone who would want that. Same with the SE, same with the iPhone 8, 8 Plus, and 10, same with the 10S, 10S Max, 10R. Everything I can envision, all right, there's a market for that. There's some people that would be a good choice. Whereas this is just nobody. I don't think anyone should get this, Nick. And I think the 11 Pro would be a much better buy. It's $1,000 for one.
This is true.
For two.
But I did sell my Pro Max for $900. So
you're out $100.
I'm out $100.
For what exactly?
For what? Not having to use an iPhone 10 or 12 mini for the next 10 months.
Yeah, but there's other iPhones you can buy.
Pro Max? No. I bought this. It's just a Pro.
You said, but you sold your Pro Max for $900.
Yeah.
The starting price for Pro Max isn't $1,000.
I'm not getting a Pro Max.
The Pro he's already bought is $1,000.
I've already bought this one. It's $1,000.
But my point is,
you're doing a cost comparison.
Yeah.
If you want an additional iPhone outside of your 10, the 12 Pro is not like the only thing you can get. There's other.
But it's convenient. I already have it, and the LiDAR sensor is kind of cool.
That's an expensive convenience.
It is very expensive.
You have, first of all, you have LiDAR already on your iPad.
It is not
Pro.
As good. I did a side by side comparison. Mm. I have a whole rant to launch on into. I tried that app that I've been talking about.
My guess is a year from now you're going to be using LiDAR once a month. That's my guess.
Okay, well, I will use it once a week just to prove you wrong.
That's an like expensive
Sunday morning.
Spite.
I'm like, good morning.
Yeah,
world.
I mean, that's my
Let's
point.
Use
it's
LiDAR
it's
to
a
prove true wrong.
Nick, he's not. So, before you go into it, Drew, I have to call him out on it so that way you go. I could see it on his face, ladies and gentlemen. You could see it on his face. Nick's not sold on it because he's a walking contradiction. He's making different statements. He's responding to you, Drew. To counter whatever you're saying, but in turn he's contradicting himself.
How so?
Because he's last thing he just said was that is an expensive convenience, and you're like, oh yeah, it is expensive. To which you were saying the reason why you wanted to keep the 10 as a viable option is because you want to save costs. You're not 100% sold. He could be. You could turn him, Drew. You could turn him. He's not. He's
all right.
Not sold.
Well, first of all, Nick,
device. This is also a really beautiful device.
You're contradicting yourself,
yeah,
there,
that's,
buddy.
That's a given. First of all, the 12 Pro Max is still available for pre-order on launch day, Nick. Just FYI.
No.
So you haven't missed your chance.
No.
Second of all,
why are you trying to upsell me? The Pro,
a $100
Max I want to spend this year. Like the absolute
My point
max.
Is the 12 Pro Max has things that the 12 Pro doesn't, so
like,
at
what?
Least I can justify it like
not
a larger display.
$100.
It has a better telephoto lens. I thought telephoto was important to you, Nick.
It is.
Didn't you say that?
It is the best lens,
this has
right,
a better
Nick?
Telephoto lens. The best camera is the one you have with you, and the ultra wide is better on the 12 Pro. Image stabilizes on the 12 Pro Max. It's not an identical carbon cut copy of a $200 phone, which just makes me like it less in general. That they're interchangeable. It has worse battery life, whereas the 12 Pro Max will have significantly better battery. So, if your main concern with having an additional phone from the 10 should be the phone with the best battery life possible to complement it, instead of having two iPhones with telephoto lenses that aren't very different in two phones that are going to have crappy battery life in the long term.
Preach,
for an additional
brother.
$100. If you really, really just want a smaller but stainless steel and telephoto lens equipped phone, return the 12 Pro, get an 11 Pro, and you'll be out no money because you'll probably be able to get it refurbished for like $900. So, absolutely
Did
free.
Did T-Mobile
if you consider
just
you.
Launch like 5G millimeter? Because they're up 6% in the market right now. My everything's going up. T-Mobile's one is like, what? Did they just release iPhone 13 exclusive? Why are they freaking out?
That is That is my TED Talk.
You're wrong, Drew. In every way possible.
Wow. Here we go.
Actually, now, just because of your argument, I've decided to keep the 12. Just because.
I told you. That's good.
I would be okay with that.
You'd be okay with the 12.
I'd endorse the 12. 12 is good.
Why?
I like the 12. Because it's cheaper and it does 99% the same thing. Because if you consider you sold your 11 Pro Max for $900, the 12 literally cost you no money. If anything, you probably made money off selling it and buying a 12 to replace it. Better battery life.
Get them. The $100 extra is worth it for the stainless steel.
Then get them, Drew.
Get an 11 Pro. It's more comfortable.
But I already just have. It has the 12 a telephoto. Pro in my hand. It's just already
better
here.
Battery life.
Be minimal, Nick. Be essential. Get him, Drew.
Oh, now you're pulling this on me. Okay. Well,
so
I have
you're going to spend an additional $100 so you don't have to print a label?
Exactly.
No, I've already printed the label.
Oh, so it's just a matter of...
I have the labels printed. They're here. They're printed.
So that was wasteful.
And Sweeney, send it back.
You printed...
And do what?
Give the phone to somebody in need. Someone who actually wants it.
Children in Africa could have that iPhone.
For only $30 a month, you could provide a phone to someone in need.
In the arms of an angel.
That needs to be a spoof ad. Just like
for only $30, you can save this iPhone.
Anyway,
well,
Mac
hey, anyone on if anyone in the Twitterverse wants to buy my iPhone 11 or 12 Pro or my iPhone 12, I will sell it to you for $1,300 each. I will signature the back of each one of these phones and sell it for $1,300.
Well, how narcissist of you! He's so conceited. My signature is worth $1,300.
Good luck.
Actually, that depreciates the phone.
So there's a Mac event next week.
Oh my goodness.
We missed it right before the podcast went right up at the same time Apple announced it. I was not expecting it to be on the 10th, to be honest, but are
I'm
you guys
happy
excited or interested? Or why are you happy it's on the 10th?
Here's why I'm happy it's on the 10th and why Nick is wrong. A poem. A poem.
I haven't even said anything yet.
A poem by Randy Vasquez. Nick
you
is wrong.
Plenty.
Rag. Quite frankly, he's the wrongest. I'm excited about it for next week. Just so, guys, you know, and if you've been with us long enough, you know how desperately I have been hoping to get a new Mac for years. If I could just rip this Band-Aid off and no more what ifs. And just finally see what we're working with. Even though I know rumors has it the design is exactly the same. Design was never my problem. It was performance. And at the end of the day, cost ratio to that performance. And I was so close. I mean, we talked about I was so close again to 16-inch. But if I could get the 13-inch, I'll get the 13-inch. But I'm not married to a form factor size the same way I am to like an iPhone. So if 16-inch is the ARM processor that we get, so be it. I just want to have something visibly that we can see with them showing our specs. Like, and here's how it performs compared to the Intel. And I'm more excited about Mac than any other Apple product this year. By leaps and bounds, I am so much more excited about next week. I've been wanting the Mac event since Dub, and I wanted that to be like the only keynote if there was one to be most excited for. I'm happy for iPhone 12 mini and stuff like that, but like we just finished, you know, going on about like the 11 is good enough for many things and all that stuff. It's not this year isn't an iPhone year. For me or for any Apple buyer, we are all focused on the 100% most reputable leaker, Tim Cook, saying that there was going to be a Mac. I want that. And I'm so excited for it. And if we could have it right now as we're doing this podcast, the sooner the better. So I'm glad it's next week as opposed to 2 weeks from now or three. I want it last week.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I'm excited too, mainly because I want to see how good Apple Silicon is because – Yeah, I am not completely sold that I need a desktop. And if I can get better performance out of a laptop, then I'll probably consider it. As long as the price is good, and it sounds like it probably is. And
with
I think
a dedicated
I read some...
GPU, too? Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, that would be incredible. I hope that happens.
Apple design
I really do.
GPU.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I am. I
Did you guys
my
hear the
pounding.
Rumor of them making a smaller Mac Pro for the Apple Silicon?
That'd be, that's so,
that was interesting.
That's so Apple if that's true.
We can upgrade the SSD.
That's so out. Can I say something?
Mac Pro Mini.
While I'm doing this, and I know we're gonna touch eventually, but I hate AirPods Pro with the suction cup. And the idea that AirPods 3 is this design without the suction cup, I will sell this and get rid of spatial audio, whatever the hell that means, and get the universal fit. This, every time I talk to you guys, if you make me laugh or even smile, it starts to slip out of my ear because my hole starts
definitely
to,
not stable.
Is your hole too small?
My hole starts to pinch.
You just need to shove it in there.
So it's right now. It's coming out. I hate it.
I know. I want to try the Universal Fit redesign, too. I want to see what that's like.
Yeah. Anyway, Mac.
It looks
Mac.
A little
I'm all
weird,
about the Mac. Yeah. I just wanted to say that. This makes me so uncomfortable, but I do it because it's like, that's right, guys. We're here to tell you that I got the iPhone 12 mini. Yeah.
I'm excited for the next month is going to be very interesting,
can't
I think,
for
Apple.
Guys. Christmas is going to be such a reprieve from 2020. It's going to be awesome.
That's what you think. Christmas 12 is
Apple
canceled.
Pros, 12 Apple Pros, 12 Apple Pros. I got a bunch. I got a bunch.
I saw
order Apple getting not a pro. I'm going to make an Apple bit out of that music. Yep.
You should.
I will.
Write that down.
There was a rumored A14X benchmark on the Apple Insider webpage.
Okay.
And it looks insane. It looks amazing. It looks like. It could, the A14X chip that they put in these new MacBooks could outperform at least a few of the 16-inch MacBook Pros with i9 processors. Ooh. So that could end up being a MacBook, a 13-inch MacBook Air that's faster than a 16-inch MacBook Pro with Apple Silicon inside, which, I want this to be true so bad. if it's really that fast. Sounds like a monumental leap over the A12Z chip.
Because X is always better than Z.
That's right. Multi-core benchmark on the A14X scored 7220 versus the A12Z at 4657. So we're talking like a maybe 70-80% boost over the A12Z chip.
And well, as we all know, the A12Z chip is the best chip ever in an iPad Pro.
Of course.
It is.
In an iPad, true.
It's world-class processing power. As it stutters through the LiDAR rendering that the 12 Pro has no problem rendering.
I want to know if the MacBook Air could outperform my iMac Pro, because that would be pretty
MacBook
impressive.
MacBook Air outperform. If that's the case, in that scenario... Because you asked me this question before, Drew. You said, you know, about getting the MacBook Air overall for the slim and minimal and all that stuff. And there were factors as to why I wouldn't do it based off of the no fan or the one fan or the two fan, depending on what would come in there and stuff like that. And having everything done truly in-house now, if a MacBook Air... reaching its final form, so to say, with the internal specs and not needing a fan, and it's doing wonders like the the iPad Pro is doing. I would get the MacBook Air if they could show us you're welcome. yes I got water, hydrate everybody, thank you.
I don't. Nothing's in here.
Oh, there's something.
That's what you get. Mocking me.
All right. How did nothing come out when I wanted to drink it?
Why don't you stand up, Drew, and show us the spill on your shorts?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see that pee-pee stain.
You think I'm wearing shorts?
What I need to see from the MacBook Air is the only reason why I would get a MacBook Pro is for Final Cut and Logic. Show me the performance of Pro applications done with all the internal, here's the boost here and the boost there and stuff like that. And if you can beat these benchmarks on the MacBook Air with ARM processor, yo, color me impressed. Let's get it. I at that point, I'm fine. I'm all about it.
Are you crucial about 4 USB-C ports, or could you get by with 2?
I'm not opposed to getting like a pretty hefty dongle.
Hefty dongle.
Hefty dongle.
That sounds explicit.
I would. It is. I would like to have 4, but I could get by with 2. I mean, I would need four. The way I see it is the iPad gives us 2, and one's a dedicated power source, and the other one's for data transfer. I would say, I would say, the dongle would. I need to connect the preamp, and I need to connect the cam link. And outside of that, everything else is like, you know, I'm doing wireless with the headphones and stuff like that. So anything else outside of that is you know, I can work with. But I would like to have 4. I can get by with 2. Yeah.
I need 4 for power, and then CFast card importing, and of course the cam link, and
this monitor,
probably external monitor. Yeah, so I would need 4. I don't think, even if the MacBook Air was super duper fast, and they had the exact same chip in the MacBook Air as the 13-inch MacBook Pro, not likely. But even if they did, I would still take the MacBook Pro just for the extra ports and LiDAR, of course.
The card for your camera, power, monitor. What was the other one you said?
Cam Link.
Yeah. The camera
and the microphone, actually. I'm using the mic right now.
Is that plugged in directly?
Plugged in to the computer, yeah, for power.
Ah, okay.
And I use it for data when live streaming. I use this mic, so.
Gotcha.
It would be quite a dongle if I tried to do all that with 2.
I have a dock, and I really appreciate that. For my Mac, I use it's like some Amazon dock. It's like, they're pretty pricey. They're $300 or $400.
Tell me.
But you get a good one that does like power delivery, 100 watts power delivery, 2 4K monitors, Ethernet, 6 USB ports, 2 of them are Type-C, and audio jack in and out.
Is this designed for Mac, or is it universal?
They advertise it for Mac. Let me get the brand. It's like,
okay.
Is there anything else, really? Let's be honest.
It's media gear.
Media gear.
If you're buying a non-Mac laptop, it probably has a billion ports all over.
Media gear, dock station, USB-C, I would assume.
Yep, USB-C, 100-watt power delivery is the one that I have. It's like, I don't know, $300, $250. I don't remember. I just remember being priced out by it. But I'm really glad I went with it because it all just goes to one cable. Like, I have my MacBook Pro sitting on my desk. And then I have this one discrete little cable that just runs down from the closest Thunderbolt port all the way down underneath my desk, and I have it just mounted right out of sight. So all of my I.O. is off my beautiful desk, and I just have one wire that does everything. And I get to keep the power brick that came with my Mac in other places. I don't have to use it to charge it while I'm using the computer most of the time. Hmm. Highly recommend docks.
Okay.
That was my favorite
thing. I love docks, and for laptop purposes,
I love docs, and I'm not afraid to say it out publicly. I love docs.
Yep, we're getting censored. Someone's going to bleep us. I love docs.
Yeah, here it comes.
Here it comes.
I'm fine with the quack quack. I'll keep using that.
that's technically
appropriate
a doc
name.
With its own. Isn't it all considered a doc if it's giving you all these open IOs and stuff like that?
I don't see the difference.
Yeah.
I would rather have something that is separated by a wire than something that completely sits flush against the laptop, because the laptop's going to be moving around and stuff, and I don't want to bump it. So I'd rather have a cable there.
I have a MacBook question for the both of you gentlemen, because I don't know. Is 100-watt, does that cover the whole?
Yes. Okay. As of right now, the highest wattage that any Mac comes with is 96 watts, which is the 16-inch MacBook Pro and 15-inch MacBook Pro.
So, but Nick, with that dock, if 100 watts go into it, doesn't that get spread out then if the more you're plugging in, or is it still okay?
Yeah.
And the interesting thing, if you use the 96 watt brick with MagSafe,
but your Mac can charge off of 18 watts, so it's not like it's not going to charge your Mac. If you have like a bunch of USB power draws, you might charge your Mac at 40 watts or something, which is still what it would normally charge at.
Okay, you're going to say something, Drew?
If you plug MagSafe into a 96 watt brick, you only get a 10 watt charge rate, whereas the 20 watt charge brick gives you a 15 watt charge rate because of.
Right, hold on. Start that a whole sentence over again. You lost me at the beginning there.
So the MagSafe cable, right, comes with USB-C on the other end.
Yes.
Yeah. If you plug that cable into a 96 watt brick,
okay,
it doesn't give you the 15 watt wireless charge. It only maxes at 10.
Why? Why?
Because bricks are not as simple as you think they are. But after extensive research in the Discord, we've done the math and discovered that
our crack marketing team
over at Discord. If you use the 18 watt brick, you get 13 watts of wireless charge. If you use the 20 watt brick, you get the full 15 because of how. So basically, Apple did not just make the 20 watt charge brick just because they wanted an extra 2 watts. They're not that stupid. The main reason was there were different amp. I don't even know how to explain. They support different.
Going to our amperages.
You're doing great, Drew.
Basically,
you're doing great. They tweaked.
They tweaked the power output in the 20 watt brick a little bit to be able to support the new MagSafe tech that is not present in the 96 watt brick. Which is why just because you have a high watt brick does not guarantee you get the 15 watt. Charge rate. So if you have a 30 watt brick, that also will only give you a 10 watt charge on MagSafe instead of 15. So,
but what are you telling me that I shouldn't get the Anchor 20 watt thing?
I don't know if those work. Actually, I haven't tried those. They if you get a certain type of Anchor, it might support the full 15. I don't know. But my point is, the 20-watt brick was not just because Apple wanted an extra 2 watts. It was because there was something extra that MagSafe needed, and this is why they shouldn't remove the port next year, because not everyone's going to have 20-watt bricks. And the 96-watt...
I don't know. Put it in the box?
No. That's long gone. That ship has sailed.
That's
long,
gone.
Long time ago. It's just... bizarre how these bricks work. That's all I was plugging at.
Are you going to get the 20 watt?
I see. No, 18 watt.
That's all
is
I'm plugging at.
The difference between that was a very delayed reaction. But thank you.
Getting like chills.
The difference between a 13 watt charge rate and a 15 watt charge rate is very.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Randy?
Minor.
I said, yes, we do have a delay. I get it. Wait, no, Drew, come back. We'll fix it in post. We'll sync it in post, Drew.
Yeah. We'll
totally maybe next time we won't forget to add the clap.
I think next time we'll break it in post.
Wait, come back, Drew. We'll break it in post. How's your audio?
Ouch.
How's your audio,
ouch,
Drew?
No. Ouch, I charge 13 watts is fine. I don't need the full 15. It doesn't make a big difference.
And it doesn't matter if you get the iPhone 12 mini because it's good.
I know. People were listing that as a negative. They were like, 12 mini only maxes out at 12. It's like, that's a good thing. It means you don't need to buy a new brick to get full charge speed.
Thank you.
It's a perk. It's not a. It's a feature, not a bug.
It's a feature. Holding it wrong is a feature.
Are any of you getting MagSafe Duo?
I would totally get that as soon as it's available. It's already hearted.
Okay.
I can.
So, you're sold on
it. Although it's not USB-C, so I died a little bit inside, as we already saw on the show. But
at least it comes with a cable. It has that.
It's better than some devices.
You
got to count your blessings.
I already got the 2 meter. I got the 2 meter USB-C to USB-C and Lightning to USB-C, so I don't really need the cable.
But what I really need is
you don't need it, but it comes with one.
I know, but now there's e-waste and environmentally friendly, and I need to get on top of the roof of Apple Park to talk about how harmful I've been.
You should get on your roof, Randy, and just talk about something.
No, last time I got on my roof, I thought Moto Milton Coffee was going to give me wings, and then I fell. So,
still an amazing product, though.
It is.
It's still very amazing. I don't know if I'm going to get the MagSafe Duo. I want to. But I
gotta convince my wife.
Do you?
Yeah, because it's definitely not a must-have product. Oh. But
that's where I'm at.
I think I'm gonna have to pass it off of a. If I buy this, I will agree to never buy another charger ever again.
Wow, those are big accolades. Not worth it.
I think I could, though. I'm trying to think of a situation where I'll need to buy another charger, and I can't think of one.
When they come out with one for the iPad or MacBook, Avi.
No, they're not
they come
going
out with
to.
The iPad wireless charging mount that just
absolutely
like,
they have that. It's called the Magic Keyboard case.
So yeah, here's
the
where
same thing, except instead of having a keyboard where there's a keyboard, it's just nothing.
What if
there's just
what
nothing.
If, it's
what
the if, same price?
What if they spit in our face and they eventually change the design of the Apple Watch so much that it doesn't use that form factor anymore to charge?
Well, then it would.
It will probably still come with the new cable. Then, in that case, so I wouldn't have to buy a new charger. I would just need to use one of my a million USB-C bricks.
But now the Duo, does that mean we don't need the MagSafe cable that we got so far? We can get rid of it.
It's up to you. It's not like a must-have. I think I want
to
put
my. What I'm asking is that is there? There's no difference to it, right? It's just adding the. The connector for the Apple Watch, right?
Except it's $80 more now.
So here's what I would do. 90. I would return MagSafe if I still can. I don't know if I'm in that window anymore.
No, you're probably not.
Oh, man.
If you can return the 12 Pro, you should still be able to. MagSafe came a little earlier, didn't it? Yeah, no, you might have time, I think.
I'll have to take a look because I might do that right now. The only way I think I could justify
it is
I'll
check.
I have to return MagSafe. Because, like you, Drew, I have to justify this cost, and I don't.
I would just justify it as one charger for the desk, one charger for the bedroom. That's how I would.
Because I already got wireless chargers for the bedroom.
Well,
I have
two, Drew, when you could just take the charger from your desk and bring it to the bedroom every time you needed to use it.
Because that's not convenient, and as you have,
but it's more minimal.
$100 is. Willing to spend for convenience, right?
I already have the Mophie wireless charger, and 7.5 is good enough for me too. I'm okay with that as well. But
I don't need to be fast.
I don't need more. I wanted to get the MagSafe as a trial, and I completely forgot about it. To be honest, because I'm not using it, and because I put my SIM back in the
Apple TV Plus.
I put my SIM back in 11 Pro so long ago that I'm really not using MagSafe. And I got enough wireless chargers everywhere. I got 7 just in this room alone. I don't need them. You know.
Well, that's not minimal. I only have 1 in this room. What?
Next time you come down, Nick, I'll send you home with 3. So there you go.
Actually, I need bricks. I need charge bricks. Like I have all of these cables now.
I got a 5-watt for you.
Bricks to go with it. Oh my gosh.
I have a lot of bricks. There's a 30-watt brick in my surge protector right now with nothing plugged into it.
I really wish
interesting.
I could say
the
same.
Apple Store right now is not displaying any of my old orders. It's only showing the Mini and Max. It's like your complete order history cannot be displayed right now. Check back in a few hours.
Does that mean we can't return?
I don't think it means necessarily you can't. It's just I can't check right now, which would be nice.
How on the app, where do you go for that? For you? Is there another for
you? It would be in orders, but in orders it's not showing any of your old stuff. It's only showing the most recent stuff. So, yeah.
Where's orders on my profile? Oh, yeah.
So I'm the only one with the Max this time?
Sorry, Drew. That's you're SOL.
You're gonna have to
buddy.
Tell us how. I mean, I was looking at a side by side comparison with the Max and the Mini, and I was like, man, that Max does look pretty nice with a little bit bigger screen, but
mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
I don't know if
neither is the Pro.
That's true. I don't know if... I don't think we're really, like, we're excited just to finally get iPhone 12 so we can stop with the rumors and the speculations and stuff like that. We were happy when they did that keynote. But I don't think any of us are really that excited. Like, I'm so
excited, guys.
It's been it's like a 6 out of 10 for me. I don't know, and I'm trying to decide, is it because I'm more excited about Mac or maybe just other things? I don't know. Am I just bored? I'm bored. I know I'm bored.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's quarantine. What it is. Yeah.
But
it's not going to get much better either, for the record.
It's such a good problem to have, right? Like, darn, why does my 11 Pro have to be so good? I would say people, you know, even up to right before we start recording, someone's like, hey, I'm going from 6S Plus to 12 Pro Max, and I'm excited for it. And they're like, you think that's a good? And I'm like, absolutely. Like, people who are not every year upgraders or even every other year, if you're coming from a 7, if you're coming from even a 10 or an 8, so 2017, if you're coming from any of that era, then yes, any phone that you're getting this year, even if it's not the 11 Pro and it got replaced with 12, they're going to be great phones for you, and you're going to love them. You're going to love everything about them, from the way it feels.
Oh, you're going to love it. We'll make sure of that. I guarantee
it. You're going to love the way it feels. I guarantee it. But if you're coming from 10R, if you're coming from 11 or 11 Pro, those phones are good, and it's not to knock off what's come out this year. It's to say that these phones got so good within the last 24 months that, much like the iPad Pro, I mean, it's no surprise that we love our 2018 iPad Pros, and I don't see myself getting rid of it anytime soon. It's a good problem to have, and I'm just like, all right. But at the same time, I think collectively everyone's excited about new Macs. I'm genuinely excited to see how HomePod Mini, for example, as an accessory, how that's going to be. What about AirPods 3? All these other little things that all complement the iOS ecosystem with it. I'm excited for that endeavor, and I'm excited for even the things that we can't physically see or touch, like MagSafe Duo and stuff like that. It'd be cool to see and stuff like that. But when we talk about iPhone directly with the 12, regardless of any of them, I'm just like, you have to sell me on a mini small form factor for me to be like, ooh, let me see what this is like. Hey, it reminds me of 2013. Okay, I'm ready for my 12 again, or my 11 Pro or something.
I was going to say 12 Pro?
No, I'm not doing the 12 Pro. I'm sorry. I can't. Okay. LiDAR, I'm glad you like it, Nick, but you're wrong.
I've just had some fun with it the past couple days. So we'll see if it continues, but it's fun.
I think it'll be short-lived, but I'm still excited. I think the Mini being the smallest flagship they've made in years is exciting, and the biggest display ever I'm also somewhat interested in. So if I agree, it's probably a bad year if you were a fan of the 5.8-inch iPhones, because it feels like that market got screwed over this year, basically, or glossed over as not that important, because they went from, you know, I think the 11 Pro was the second best battery life in any iPhone, and still the best camera when it was available. And that was a big point I made in my review, was that I think it's unacceptable to charge $1,000 for an iPhone that doesn't have the best camera. So they've never done that before. In years prior, $1,000 meant you got the best possible iPhone camera, and now you don't. Now it's still compromised compared to the Max. And maybe if they had the same camera system.
What features are we missing with the 12 Pro, over the 12 Pro Max?
Worst telephoto lens, same old ultra wide lens.
Okay, but it's 2.5. I don't want 2.5. I want a 2x telephoto. 2.5 is too much.
Well, the sensor itself is better.
Oh, the sensor is larger.
It's a different sensor.
2.5 times zoom, right?
The sensor.
It's a 2.5 times zoom because the original sensors are so sharp. You don't need that exact. It's like a 60mm versus 50mm.
Yeah, I'd much rather have 50 any day.
To my understanding, if I remember correctly, the actual sensor moves with the lens instead of it being just OIS. You actually have the whole thing moving.
It's sensor stabilized.
But I don't know When that's, I mean, on paper, that sounds good. It's not on the Pro, no. I don't know what that's actually going to translate in real life usage. If it's going to look anything like Night Mode Portrait, then send that thing back. I don't.
Yeah.
Chef, this is not what I ordered. I want it back, you know. and so, okay.
Night Mode Portraits.
I'm happy what they're doing with the cameras this year, but it is very apparent they're just laying the foundation for what will eventually maybe spread out for all the other iPhones next year or 2 years from now. And that market I'm excited for. I'm not excited for putting the best in the biggest form factor because it just feels you're beta testing what they can do with LiDAR and everything else this year, and I get that. Yeah. I'm just not a fan for it to just be the one and only phone for it to go to. Once they figure it out and they have more data to work off of and how things are being used, and then they bring it down to the smaller form factor Pro, and then maybe eventually to the whole lineup, then at that point I would trust and believe that it's good enough, that it's good for the masses, not just the enthusiasts. Because right now what's being marketed is for the enthusiasts. Let them have at it. I will take a back seat for the first time because LiDAR for night mode is not good enough for me. If that's for the enthusiasts, then I'll be part of the mass this time around. But understanding that they're going to perfect it and then eventually roll it out for mass integration for 13 or iPhone 14, I'm cool and happy to see how that's going to play out. But
they're
going to
get rid
money.
Of it on iPhone 14 and 15, just like they did with 3D Touch.
I believe it. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be shocked, honestly.
Yeah.
I think LiDAR is just Apple Glass testing. They don't really need it for anything, to be honest.
I concur.
Yeah. It is kind of fun, though.
Yeah.
Been having fun scanning my environment. Like, oh, wow.
I just mean, how many times are you going to do that, though?
Well, once I scan my entire environment, I'll have to look for excuses to use it. But until then, it's fun.
Do you
How long is it going to take to scan your entire environment, though?
I mean, seeing how I'm producing like 2.5 gigabyte files after like 10 seconds of waving my phone around, it might take a while.
Why?
Because I bump up the quality in the settings and it looks so realistic.
But what are you going to do with this information?
I don't know.
Because it's kind of expensive.
That's not an expensive toy. Or essential of you.
Moving on to the next point.
I'm just saying, I don't
Come
get
on,
it.
Nick.
I really
get the mini with us. Come get the mini.
I'm not gonna
Come
get,
home,
I don't
Nick.
Want, I don't want this aluminum. I want steel. I'd
then
much
fine.
Rather have.
Didn't
some...
you say
get him.
When we were reading reports from Kang, you were excited for a 4X or 5X telephoto lens?
Yeah, 4X and 5X is fine.
But you said you
that.
Won't need it to be 2X just now.
Okay, well, if the choice was between 2X and 2.5, I'd much rather have 2X. Because
why not both? Because you have a 10 with 2x anyway.
Okay, well,
if you're keeping
that camera,
then you'll have
pretty terrible
two lenses.
The 10 camera is pretty terrible.
But you're
honest.
Keeping it.
I am keeping it, but I'd rather get my Sony out before I get my 10 to take a picture.
It's not too late, Drew. I think you could still convert them.
I don't know. We only got a few.
If you'd rather get
here.
Your Sony out, then why keep the? I think you're just hanging on to LiDAR. I think that's it.
No, I think it's the stainless steel. The stainless steel is really what I'm hanging on to. The nice, boxy, mirrored stainless steel design. I'm digging it. It's pretty nice.
The fingerprint.
I just cleaned all the fingerprints off and tweeted a picture of it being a mirror. It was kind of cool.
All right. I guess that's worth a $100
tweet.
That
is $100
tweet
right there, folks. Enjoy that tweet. It's going to be amazing.
That's the most expensive tweet you've ever made.
actually, that's not true.
Ew, Nick. What kind of smile is that? In my dreams, it looks like you're waiting for me to wake up.
Oh, man. Oh, my
you look
God,
like you got
man.
An inappropriate joke to tell me.
Oh, man. No, I want to embrace MagSafe more. I want to get rid of all my Qi chargers and replace them with MagSafe.
It is the future. And then you find
it
out
is.
It's
I
not
I like the
outcry.
Animation. I like the sound. And I want a little, you know, the lightning dock they made? If they're removing the charge port, they're going to have to replace that with something. And I want like a little iMac-looking dock. Pro stand. It's like a mini pro stand.
A mini pro stand. And
on
it,
the
like,
little.
Rotates, so you can have it.
Yeah,
way.
It's got the little MagSafe cup in it. Charges and attaches on the back. That would look, I would love that. It would look way better than my crappy Pixel stand.
Especially with a Max. You get like 12 max, and it's basically just like an entire IMAX movie theater just sitting right there.
Mini IMAX.
So
mini IMAX. That sounds amazing.
Gentlemen, with our last 10 minutes here, I just want to ask you, because we're not going to be able to talk until then. Any predictions about November 10th Apple event besides the anticipated Mac?
AirTags.
Well, AirTags, okay.
You think AirTags are coming out again?
Ooh. I do. Again, I think so.
Is that
so.
The one more thing? Is one more thing AirTags? What's, if they're calling, no, if they're calling
it one more thing
is...
Yeah. I think the whole event is one more
thing.
Because that's how they listed it.
Before they decided to split it into three separate events, they would have had the Apple Watch, iPad, iPhone part of the event, and then one single event in September. And then the one more
thing
would have been this event.
What if they did all of these events at the same time, but didn't cut down anything?
Oh my gosh.
Just a
I would die.
3.5 hour long keynote.
So when you go back to watch it all, Tim Cook did say good morning at the beginning.
Hey, that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Maybe that's why he didn't say good morning at the iPhone event.
We just saw the second act. It was still going.
It's all one event, yeah.
But we have...
Imagine if we're all reacting to it. We're all watching and we're just like, oh my God, this isn't ending. They're still going. Holy crap.
I will say, because he already talked about ARM Mac doing the transition to it, I think the one more thing is going to be either the studio or AirPod Studio or the teasing of the Apple Glass, something that's been in the works for a while.
Wow.
My prediction is I'm going all out, guys. Yeah, I don't care if it's far-fetched. I think there will be a one more thing.
I've given up on Apple Glass.
I think there will be a one more thing at the one more thing event. Shocker. I think at the very end, it's like, we're so happy we were able to do this, blah, 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 blah. 2020 has been a year of surprises. So we have one more thing.
I don't think you would phrase it like that, but yeah. I think AirTags will come out first. I think that'll be like the first thing they talk about. Just like the HomePod Mini was brought up before the iPhones. I think they'll be like, these are cool new trackers that one day you can use when we're not all quarantined.
Anyway, back to Craig, and then Craig talks
about silicon.
Oh, please, Craig. That's it. That's all I want. I don't even care. One more
Craig,
thing. Craig's still
come
employed.
Back.
One more thing. Air Force One, still on the Apple payroll. Come on out of here, buddy. I feel like
he has nothing to say. He just walks out and dances.
I'll be upset. I will. That's worth rioting for. Not protesting, rioting.
Wow. As long as you're peacefully rioting.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I say if the event is an hour long, then they will use the first 20 minutes to go over AirTags, because they'll find a way to drag that out. And then
how long was HomePod Mini? I'll say maybe 10 or 15.
Yeah.
We'll have a well-edited video.
AirTag is such a boring thing.
Yeah, but they get to finally talk about the ultra-wideband chip, which has been incorporated for 2 years' worth of iPhones and still isn't used for anything.
AirTags Mini has 5G. Mic drop. That's why it's been taking so long.
They were like, we got to get the U1 chip in the iPhone 11 series. It's got to be there. And they put it in, and they're like, well, we never use that, so... Anyway, moving on.
What about how about no? I'm okay with just skipping that. AirTag should be a site refresh, in my humble and yet accurate opinion.
A lot of this stuff should be site refreshes, but yeah. Apple got high on their own supply with their homemade events. I think they're a little too proud of them. I think they did quadruple UDC and they got so much praise for it that they were like, oh, let's just do this all the time. And now everyone's like, oh God, you want to do what on stage now? Let's talk about the iPad 8 for 20 minutes. Because
let's
we can.
5G.
Yeah, I think they just think this is too fun, so they keep doing it.
I will admit, I'm entertained, but I'm also like, my favorite part of the keynote lately, I'm only half being facetious here, is I like the music as it's waiting to start up.
Yes.
You know?
Very
That's cool.
Very
I like the reveals. Typically, the reveals they do are really cool. Like the Tim Cook is talking, and then they turn over, and there's like this mini house, and then they zoom in, and
yeah, that was
and then
cool.
The iPhone 12 pro reveal. It's like this dark, and then it turns and slowly shows up.
Nick,
the animations and stuff is cool, but the talking is endless.
Nick, if you spoof me again, and I think I'm watching Apple, and it's you doing a reaction, I'm going to block you.
I'm gonna set one up just like a couple days early and be like, Randy, it's live, and I'll send you the link, and it'll just be me.
Yeah, just see a picture.
It's unlisted
picture.
Too.
This music is so good. Like, what are you doing on my screen, Nick? Get out of here! I'm sorry. Apple doesn't got time for this malarkey.
Do you think next year are they going to discontinue every iPhone 12, or will they keep any of them?
Ooh.
That's a question.
I think
they're
going to
discontinue the Pros.
The Pro is pretty obvious.
And
yeah,
maybe,
but what about the
12
and 12 mini?
Keep both 12 and 12 mini.
They'll discontinue the 11s.
Probably get rid of the 11 too. It'll be 10R, 12 mini. Yeah, 10R, 12 mini.
You think they'll keep the 10R another year?
I think so.
10R is such a darn good phone.
Really easy comparison. The older edition, as long as it's still generally viewed as a decent enough phone, they'll keep it, because then the comparison will be between, do you want two cameras or one? And that's really 90% of people's buying decisions, myself included.
I don't know about 90, but I think they'd be more
exactly
likely to keep the 11 and ditch the 10R.
I feel like... Okay. I feel like...
That's
you think
my guess.
Wait, you think... Say it again. They'll ditch 10R for what and keep what?
They'll get rid of 10R, keep the SE and the 11. That way, every iPhone will have a centered Apple logo, finally. And then the 11 will be $499 instead of $599.
The only thing we're worried about here is the centered Apple logo, folks.
Yes. But I also think $499 is a good price point to have an iPhone in. But I just think they would rather put the 11 there than the 10R. Just a personal guess.
Okay.
That way, A13 chip and higher instead of A13, A12, A14, A15 would be kind of all over the place. I also think if you keep the 12 and 12 mini, they're going to butcher the sales of the 12S, because whatever that phone has, it's not going to be worth it.
True.
The reason why I want to keep the 12 mini is because you vote with your dollar, and I want them to continue the mini.
You're just going to buy the mini and keep it in a desk so they know
it sold
well.
Just starts hoarding them in his garage.
We ran out of Southern California shipments, and you can see – you know how people were – we're price gouging by buying toilet paper and then selling it from the garage for like $50 or something.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be me with iPhones, but except reverse.
You're going to buy all of them.
All of them, just so they keep making them. I think keeping 12 mini around, not 12 mini around, but I think just – I'm really hoping 12 mini is successful, so that way they
me too.
Perfect it.
It to stay.
I would love to see that stick around and then it be part of – 12 mini could replace the 11 and the 10R.
Interesting theory.
Two years down the road, I could see it's being the real iPhone SE third gen, the one that we've always wanted. I would
notch and everything.
I'm big brain here, guys. I'm thinking big macro scale here. I could see that being the actual replacement, the mini, because now you get the smaller form factor. It's cheaper in all categories of that stuff, and you get your two cameras. You get everything that you wanted and still have relevance with the processor, so it's still going to have good software updates for years to come, et cetera, et cetera. And then they can still boast about how great 5G is and all that ugliness. But I want the mini to stick around for, if not for anything, at least so they can have time to make it better. I want that to grow. I don't always want the bad. It feels, in my thought process, it feels lazy because it's obvious that the bigger footprint of the 12 Pro Max and any Pro Max, you could stuff more stuff and then make this the best of the best. I like it when they get creative and how can we make a small design be just as efficient. Mm-hmm. And it gets me excited because it's like you guys are thinking outside the box. Dare I say innovating, you know, you guys are getting
smaller box.
You're challenging yourselves. And I like that because at the end of the day, if you want a big whatever, you're crossing these territories of iPad Mini, 12 Pro Max, and you're getting too close to the
same
size.
I'm excited for the Mini.
But the Mini is just like...
No, iPad Mini, yes.
Let's get creative.
I want that
with minis.
Refresh.
That'd be nice. Yeah. So, thank you for
Give
coming
it a
to
nice
my TED
camera
talk.
And then it'll be iPhone or Play. I hate knowing that there's going to be more 5G Apple products that they're probably going to have to brag about. Like when the iPad Pro gets 5G, we're going to hear all this all over again. And the Apple Watch probably
when
will
the,
get
when
it
the
for
MacBook
some dumb
when,
reason.
Mac, when the
this
Mac,
is our first MacBook Air.
It's not even LTE. 5G. I hate myself.
5G.
We'll go to the guy in
yeah,
the
I'm not excited for that
chamber
day.
And he'll be like, so 5G is really good. 5G.
But I also think a cellular MacBook would be epic. I want that to exist.
That's half the reason
that
why
would
I
be
have
great.
The iPad.
Yeah. If you could just like take your MacBook with you and no matter where you are, that would be awesome. But
yeah,
maybe that'll be more possible with Apple Silicon. I don't know.
I think
hopefully
it is.
We'll find out. Yeah.
We will.
Please. We'll do soon. You have a little SIM tray on the side there?
There you go. A little. Or just better yet, no SIM tray and just do an eSIM.
That sounds harder.
Yeah.
But
that sounds
probably
Apple.
What
not,
they'll do.
Not as many people.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have a hole in your device.
Well, we don't. There's holes in the MacBook anyway. It's not going to be king of water resistance.
I was going to say, unless the MacBook Air have water resistance.
That would be cool.
Give it LTE.
I'm in favor of that.
Take cell phone calls from it. Just, you know, hold the Mac up to my ear. I'm high. Yes,
I want water
I'm
resistance
done,
on things that don't need it.
And then
that's
when I'm done with someone who I really didn't want to talk to, I can slam it closed like in the good old days.
Yeah.
I like this.
I want an iPad Pro that you can just take in the pool for some reason. It's like, why would you ever do that? Doesn't matter. Just you can't.
The same reason why Nick wants LiDAR to map his whole room. Just so you could say it's expensive and worth it.
Just if they're running out of things to add to the iPad Pro, they're just like, and screw it, water resistance. Whatever. Just throw it in a pool. Have fun.
And then the computer kid can do another ad where she's in the pool and the neighbors
or
like,
spraying the hose on her.
There you go.
What are you doing with your computer there?
Continuation of that ad. You go, girl. She's like,
keeps typing.
What's a,
yeah.
What's a dry computer?
Yeah. What you doing with your dry computer? Yeah. Oh, I bet all of you guys are getting the iPhone leather sleeve for $129.
Oh, my gosh. No. I'd rather go.
I have it favorite. It's a
What is the point
my...
of that?
You
I don't
know.
Get it.
You know.
It's literally a pocket. It's a mobile pocket that you can pull the phone out of. That you then put in your pocket.
Because the ceramic shield is going to protect the iPhone. But what's going to protect the ceramic shield?
Well, what's going to protect the leather sleeve?
Life, Andrew.
Life.
Life.
No, what you need to do is you need to get like one of those belt clips and super glue belt clip to the back of the leather case. And then you can have your belt holster thing.
There's an idea. Retro. Fair enough.
Apple's getting desperate.
All right. Yeah, I think they very much are. Okay, bye everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you post Mac event.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We love you.